Europeans used to call them mad apples, and they believed eating them caused insanity, leprosy, and bad breath. Fortunately, we know better now. Eggplant is currently in season, and it won't be around for much longer. Hepworth Farms in Milton, New York, grows a wide variety of eggplant for community-supported agriculture programs, as well as for the Park Slope Food Co-op in Brooklyn. Gail Hepworth is the production manager there and is here to talk about eggplants for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Gail.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
So I outlined this long list of bad things associated with eggplant, and for years I didn't touch eggplant because it was, I had been warned it would be bitter. I had to salt it for 30 minutes, and then you put it in the pan with a little bit of olive oil, and it just acts like a sponge, and I just thought, ugh, it's not worth it. But I have learned other cooking methods. I really love eggplant. Do you encounter people asking you, as growers of eggplant, these suspicions about eggplant or these concerns about eggplant?
Eggplant does have, it's a nightshade, like tomatoes, peppers, vegetable, and it does have some poisonous, it does have a toxin in it. It's solanin. People long ago might have been sick, and certainly if they ate it raw, and the young ones have more of this. So if they sat and just started chomping on a whole lot of eggplant, they might have gotten sick and therefore the bad. But I'm only guessing. It's a speculation.
So you, how many varieties of eggplant do you grow?
Over, well, 13, 14, 15, something like that.
So you brought in a sample of all the different varieties here. This big.
They're not all the varieties, but there's some.
There's some, yes, right. There's not 13 here, but this one that I'm holding is the classic one everybody knows, the big purple teardrop-shaped eggplant.
Right. Tell me
about this. What's it called, and why has this become the standard that everybody finds in supermarkets?
We have a European tradition here of eating, and the Italian—that's an Italian, typically used in Italian cuisine. It's got a good size, so it's good for the dishes that
eggplant parmesan.
Eggplant parmesan. Do you know that I gave you that eggplant with a spot on it for a reason?
Why?
Because it's still really good. And people want all their veggies to be perfect. And they actually don't grow perfect all the time.
I don't mind that anymore. I used to,
good
but
for
I
you.
Don't. White eggplant. This is new and different to me. I've just started eating this.
I keep hearing that eggplant was white traditionally and historically. And it evolved to have color because these white eggplants are very easy to bruise. And so white has been around for a long time. In fact, maybe that name eggplant came from little round white eggplants.
And what are its qualities that make it different from your
Italian
eggplant?
Oh, it has no bitter. It's mild, sweet, creamy, and it does not have bitter anything in it.
So you don't need to salt this
right.
and sweat this out.
I have never salted an eggplant to take the bitterness out. I just wanted you to know, or pounded. But I know that a lot of Italians do that. I don't mind the bitterness of the eggplant. So do you see those little fairy tales in there? The little
fairy
tiny
tales.
Ones
these?
With the stripes?
Yes,
yeah.
I just thought they were baby versions
no.
of the
No. They are all on its own. And what's really nice about these is that they're so quick to cook.
These are small enough.
Yeah.
You can just roast them or
if you put them under the grill or you just put them in the oven, they would be ready in a couple of minutes. They're just that. You know, they're small and cute and they're easy to cook.
Tell me about working with this in the field. Is it a temperamental plant?
It's not really that hard to grow. For us, it isn't. It's not something we actually kind of ignore the eggplant and it just keeps coming.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure.
Gail Hepworth is the production manager and a partner of Hepworth Farms in Milton, New York. To learn more and to get eggplant caponata recipes from two Hudson Valley restaurants, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also asked Gail a lightning round of questions for my 60-second stir-fry video series. You can also find that additional web content on the culture site. This is WNYC.